On this week's episode of Third and Forever, Kevin and I are back to recap free agency. It's finally now calmed down. We didn't get to talk about a couple of the signings the Vikings made. There was a release the Packers made official. The Bears did some trades. And of course, it is smokescreen season. So the Vikings quarterback could be anyone. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to save most of that for the actual draft episode. But for the most part, we're going to mainly spend our time on free agency and recapping the latest moves that have happened since our last episode a couple weeks ago. All right, let's go. This episode is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. I want to tell you about the easiest way to get some action on sports. It's Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite or least favorite player stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your Pick'em entry, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use the code 10K and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 by Underdog. Once again, that's code 10K on the Underdog app or go to www.underdogfantasy.com. Welcome to this week's episode of Third and Forever, presented by 10,000 Takes. I'm your host, Adam Oz, joined always by my co-host, Kevin Ulm, and not producer, Dustin Lucco. He is in his real job. It's taking him away from us.
Yeah, it's not ideal, and we're in a weird spot this week because we are doing a remote podcast session because you said it's because you're afraid of the roads. I know it's because you don't want to give me my little nameplate for the fantasy football trophy.
I should have brought it down. I literally just told
I'm very aware of what you're doing here because the roads aren't that bad, but it's okay.
I think, if anything, I would really be wanting to see you in person because what were your final words? Last episode. Can you remind me what they were?
It's always funny now that we do the every other week show. And so it takes 14 days for us to talk about stuff into a microphone again. And so my final words were anyone but the Vikings. And then even later that night.
Well, it was it was midnight was the Sam Darnold one.
Yeah.
And then it was 7 in the morning or 7:30. Cause I was just walking into work on that Tuesday.
It was bad. I think I was putting my shoes on in the morning and I saw it. So Aaron Jones is a Viking now for $7 million
the Packers offered him $6 million. He originally was supposed to be making 12. So
they asked him to take a 50% pay cut, which, I mean,
I don't know about you,
wouldn't be cool with that?
If my employer said, hey, we're going to give you half the money we're going to give you.
Yeah, you're a great locker room guy, been with the team for forever, heart and soul leader.
We'll give you an extra sombrero.
All that stuff. And also, every dollar we were going to pay you, what if we just paid you 50 cents instead?
Yeah.
It sucks. It's really not great. I've had some time to sit with this here, and I still don't like it. I still am not a fan of the move. I acknowledge that there is a world where Josh Jacobs maybe outperforms Aaron Jones. Maybe Jones can't stay healthy again, things like that. Jacobs is 3 years younger, I think. So there's a way this makes football sense. But in my heart, it will never make sense because I love Aaron Jones. No. And I was gonna do this whole deep dive type of thing and put a TikTok up about it. And then I have been moving and I'm exhausted all the time and sad and tired and broke and just all the bad adjectives all at once.
That would make it great. That would be so good. You'd be so sad.
So I didn't actually end up making that TikTok, but I was thinking about it a little bit more because we got this trend, right, of ex-Packers going to the Vikings. It's happened a lot. Yeah. And before, it always hurts. It's always unpleasant for me. But before it was guys like Brett Favre, like Greg Jennings, like Darren Sharper, I mean, guys that we could call
Ryan Longwell.
Yeah, ranging from kind of dicks to like criminals, we could say, in the case of Darren and Favre in a much less, in a much more tax fraud-y kind of way. So it was guys that you can go, well, he's just a dick and he's spiteful. Aaron Jones is not that. Aaron Jones is the first time I mean, there's guys like Channon Sullivan that you don't really care about. But even like Zadarius a couple years ago, pure spite, head case kind of guy. Aaron Jones isn't that kind of guy. He's super nice. He's super polite.
He's had some interesting likes though on his Twitter. He's been afraid to sauce the like.
Yeah, I think they really pissed him off in a way that I understand. I get it. Like, I would be mad too if my employer asked me to take a 50% pay cut after, like, I had a decent year outside of injury, and there's not much more you can do besides that. So, I don't know. It sucks. And then the other part of it is that you guys now have a competent running back where you didn't before.
Yeah.
And that's not great for me. So
no.
The good news is that you don't currently have a competent quarterback. So should we pivot at the moment?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're on the record, Darnold, not competent.
No. Okay. I think the thing. So we signed Sam Darnold to a 1-year, $10 million deal. I think it was like eight and change was fully guaranteed. And so this move does not really move the needle that much for me, because he's a body and he's probably going to be in QB1 going into the preseason, going into training camp, maybe into the regular season, because I just think with another move that we made since we last spoke, this all still just points. We're going to be going after a quarterback round one. This is just a guy who is coming from the Shanahan style offense, very similar translations with the playbook, the play calls, the scheme to Kevin O'Connell. He's a younger body. It's someone just to have. And you could argue that Nick Mullins, like, well, we already had that. Sure. Yeah. I think
Nick Mullins never got mono though.
Sam. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That he's only kissing his wife. I feel like,
I think Darnold's immune now. So he's stronger.
And so I think Sam Darnold has a very similar floor to Nick Mullins. He definitely has a higher ceiling. Now, that ceiling is still not very high, but it's a ceiling that you can be like, he's going to still be a high-end backup for you if you do have a, you know, quarterback there. Like, that's what he's done. You know, he was the third overall pick, I think, a handful of years ago. I mean, he's not that old. He's only like 20. He's 26. Like, it's just anytime a person goes on multiple teams, I think this is now his fourth team. You age up. It's the Brandon Cooks effect. You seem so old, even though Brandon Cooks is like 29. So
yeah. If you were to ask me how old he was, I would have said at least like 28, 29.
Yeah. I think he's like 26. Like, cause he was a young rookie. I think he came in when he was only like 21. I think cause he's only been in the league for 5 years, maybe.
I think just typed in how old is Sam Dar, and I got halfway through Darnold and it was still going, how old is Aaron Jones? Like, shut up. Google. Yeah, he's 26.
Yeah, which always 20. Yeah, or 27 maybe.
Oh, but I don't Trey know. Lance, 23. People also search. So
yeah. So he'll be 27 this season. He'll be 27 this season, which, like, I think he's someone that, like, he does have a lot of like physical tools. Like, he is, you know, he was drafted that high for a reason. I think he went into a situation with the Jets. That's a terrible situation for anyone. It's been for the last entirety of our lifetime.
Name 17 other quarterbacks that have had that same situation.
Oh boy, that'd be a whole episode on its own. Then obviously
do a Mount Rushmore of shitty Jets quarterbacks.
Jets versus Browns. Who has the shittier Mount Rushmore? Then he went to the Carolina Panthers, and that was under the Matt Rhule era, and that wasn't good, obviously. I think it was the Matt Rhule
era. He had a bunch of rushing touchdowns for a minute.
Remember that? Like he can get outside the pocket more than Nick Mullins can, and I think I'm fine with it. Like I said, it's a 1 year deal. Like, I'm not really, oh, he's not going to be the quarterback. He's not the quarterback of the future. Like, chill out, everyone. Yeah. I think that's kind of calmed down. So I don't mind it. As I hope
he is the quarterback of the future. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Sam Darnold's actually good?
What
if he's actually good?
It's just a diamond in the rough.
You know, hey, you never know. You never know.
I think we know.
He's only 27, Kevin. He's a kid. He's still a kid.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got that like seventh season bump coming up.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
Then we traded with the Houston Texans, as I mentioned before, with the 42nd overall pick and the 188th overall pick for the Texans, 23rd overall and 232nd overall. So now we have two first rounders. We have 11 and 23. That's just Texans, ammunition.
Why did the Texans do that?
I'm confused. I think it's, I don't know, because like,
Looking at all the calculators, because like, you know, yeah. I don't. It's hard to put value on this stuff. But
There's so many like trade analyze.
But,
like,
but you guys won every single one of them. Like, yeah. I checked like three different ones, and it was like you guys not only like was it in one direction, it was way in your direction.
I know, and that's where I'm like, I saw that, and I'm like, holy shit. Okay, I'd have zero issue with this at all, because like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
I have all this to me. I don't like it.
All this tells me is we now have more ammunition than any other quarterback needy team that could try to trade up. The Broncos don't have this. The Raiders don't have this. I mean, the Giants, they're at six. I don't have to go as far, but like they're in a weird murky spot because they just gave Daniel Jones $40 million a year, $45 million a year, whatever it was.
They basically have to admit that they made a mistake in order to make that move, which they could do, but
they could, but like
there's an incentive structure to not do that.
They'd have to be eating. Like it would completely devalue the notion of taking a rookie quarterback and having them on their rookie contract. Because if you cut Daniel Jones, you're going to be eating so much in dead money that it won't even, it's like you're paying a guy that's not even playing for you. So it's literally wastes that rookie year. So a rookie 4 years that you get 4 or 5 years. But I still think that this move, all it tells me is we know if we're wanting to trade up, we've been hearing the Chargers are all about, like, you know, they have a lot of other needs. They're a massive trade down candidate. The Cardinals, I've seen some things. I don't believe that one as much just because, like, they'd be silly not to take Marvin Harrison unless they truly believe that Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison are very close together, which I know some people are saying they like them both. It's hard because we're having Marvin Harrison not doing any workouts, not doing anything. So you're going only off of college tape, which is fantastic. But I don't know. I feel like every GM and every team has their own evaluation process and prospects they like. It's not like every single person wants that one. But
yeah, let me run you through a scenario. Like I want to get your takes on some of this stuff because it's an interesting situation. You're right that the Vikings have more capital than anybody else, you know, that would be looking to move up. So in your opinion, would you rather have, is JJ McCarthy your fourth quarterback? Because we got Caleb Williams, we got Jaden Daniels, we got Drake May. Those are kind of consensus 1, 2, 3 in some order. Then there's some buzz about McCarthy over guys like Penix and guys like Bo Nix.
And that's where I think it's hard because I really do believe, like, JJ McCarthy, if he was in last year's draft class, like as we know him now, I think he has a very strong case for sure for QB2, pushing Bryce Young for QB1. I just think like all the things we have here, it's such a strong class, and that's where it's hard. Like Caleb Williams, obviously he's going one, especially we're going to get to the Bears.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback now. They're not going to ride with Tyrone Bagel. So, which there are probably some Bears fans out there like, hey, he looked pretty good. I don't know. He doesn't paint his nails, wear dresses, AKA our producer. Is probably one of those people.
Oh, he's definitely one of those people.
I I have been very forthright that like Drake May, and we're going to get more into this when we get closer. Like I kind of have, I've been writing up kind of some, you know, on the QB drop, the prospects specifically, the six of them, the quote unquote, you know, the six that we could possibly ever see in the first round. I don't think we're going to see six, but for sure we're going to see four, probably see five. But I have kind of written up things like, you know, comps, what they have, what I like about them. Drake May, I have my note for him, the perfect quarterback for Kevin O'Connell's offense. He is. And so for me, like that's my golden goose. You know, like that's who I would have zero issue.
So we're putting Caleb Williams off to the side because it's a moot point.
That's a foregone conclusion. So, like he's gone.
Drake May is your two, and then McCarthy, and then Daniels.
Daniels is hard for me because I am the least confident of the four that his game will have longevity in the NFL. I know they just banned hip drop tackles, but he wasn't getting hip drop tackled. He is getting, which I believe is a horrendous decision. It's going to be terrible.
I feel like it's going to be like the pass interference reviewable thing where they're going to ban it just to shut people up and then they're not going to enforce it.
It's just such a subjective thing. Like there are actually things that are hip drop kind of tackles and others that are just like, I need to try to stop this guy from moving forward. It's not like the point of it is
like if you could ban legs. If you could ban like intentional conscious hip drop tackles, or guys are in open space and decide to do a hip drop tackle, that's one thing. But there's so many times where it's so just subjective. These huge dudes running into each other and somebody is on the ground and they pull the dude down with them. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just because it's going to be, I think, disastrous, but we'll find out, I guess. But
yeah,
back to what I was saying. Like, I just think Jaden Daniels, if you look at his tape, he's got age. You know, it's interesting because him, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, all these guys are old. Like,
how old is Jaden Daniels?
He was a transfer. He spent most of his career. He spent 4 years at Arizona State. And he transferred. He's going to be, I think he's going to be a 25-year-old quarterback or rookie.
He's 23 right now, so he'll be 24 whenever he starts. Right.
Well, that's not 21, which is what J.J. McCarthy will be. That's not the same thing that I think Drake May is also younger.
Drake May is 21 right now. Caleb Williams 22 right now. Bo Nix 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Michael Penix, I think, will be 24 by the draft, or he'll be or 25 or whatever. I know they're the old ones, but I just think Jaden Daniels, the frame scares me. He got laid out in college. Like there are times, obviously he runs away from everyone. He's faster than everyone. Great. But it's going to be something that like, he's going to have to learn real quick. Otherwise he's going to turn into RG3. Hint, hint. That's kind of similar to a comp I have for him, but I think he's obviously very talented. It just worries me with that. So
that's where your rankings end up, right? Kind of
putting
him below McCarthy.
Yeah, but that's close. That's not saying that they should not be a top 10 pick. They should be. Like, they're that good. I just think I don't have the worry of, like, ability to play football that I have with Jaden Daniels, and it's just scheme-wise, too. J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, both of any of the quarterbacks, they fit in really nicely with what Kevin O'Connell in his style of offense. I just think they give it more – they elevate it more, that we didn't necessarily have from a athletic physical standpoint that we had from Kirk Cousins. I think it opens the door for a lot of different creativity and a lot of things you can do. So I probably would have that. I mean, we can spend more time on it, but I just think all this being said, trading up or getting a second first round pick, we're absolutely going to be trading up. I think I'm believing the smoke that we're seeing that the Vikings already have whether it's a handshake deal, something in place. I think their trade partner was saying, we would love to have like 23, you know, another pick this year. They're like, okay, so we're going to go out and get that for you. I think it's something that it's a deal you make to make the other deal. We're not going to see it probably until draft night.
I think so.
Right before the draft. So we have a lot of time to speculate, but there's no other way around it. Sitting there taking 11 and 23.
Yeah, all signs point to kind of packaging those two to move up. And I was just curious your thoughts on kind of those top four guys, because if you're if you would be happy with one of those four, I think you have a good chance of seeing that happen. If it's, and you I know, would, if you only like, have three I'm gonna that talk you myself, liked.
Right. And I would talk myself into any of those four. I don't, those are the ones that I don't have an issue with. I'd be thrilled with any of them. Obviously I have a preference, but it's the Bo Nix, the Michael Penix that I'd have to be like, I don't love that in the first round. And I really like, I don't want to stick at 11 and pick Dallas Turner or Quinnen Mitchell and then just grab, you know, Bo Nix at 23 or Michael Penix at 23. I don't think we necessarily would be able to do that because of the teams behind us necessarily. But I also feel like that's how you end up with Ponder and Troy Williamson. You reach for need on a guy that should not be picked there, frankly, even in that round. That's where it gets iffy. Now, of course, if they're great, no one's going to give a shit on a reach. No one cares about that. But if they're bad, that's how you get fired. Like, that's how new regimes have to come in. Like, it's
called the Mitchell Trubisky rule, where we break that one out.
And that being said, I've been seeing people that have said, like, absolutely not. Drake May, like, he's just going to be Mitchell Trubisky. They're both North Carolina. It's like, there's zero.
No, they went to the
zero
same
correlation.
They went to the same school, though. So they're the same.
They're the same.
They're white guys now, from the same college. And as we all know, that means they're identical. Yeah,
I think C.J. Stroud completely ruined that for the whole argument, because that was Ohio State's thing until him, basically.
I think there's some truth to some schools, and probably I'd say it's probably more prevalent in non-quarterback positions almost, where quarterbacks are such a weird isolated quantity that, like, I don't see the trends sticking up as much. But there are certain, you know, you get a tight end from Iowa, he's going to be pretty good. You know, stuff like that.
Right. And I think a lot of that has to do also with what structure is in place. Like, Mac Brown, who was a long, long time Texas Longhorns head coach, won a national title with Vince Young, very accomplished. He is the current Tar Heels head coach. He was not Mitch Trubisky's coach. So I just it doesn't really correlate there. I'm not worried about that. I also think, why would they do that moments where we signed Luke McCown or Josh McCown, the other one, to be our quarterback's coach. Josh McCown used to coach Drake May in high school. He literally started Drake May over his own son in high school. Why that's interesting to me. So I just think that there's a lot
just
of
a guy asking questions. Yeah.
Just a guy asking questions. So I'd be thrilled with any of that. It's going to be very interesting. I think I was talking with Carson, like, this is going to be, since we've been doing like a little draft party or a watch party, how we do it, this will be the most like excited we've ever felt going into
Carson
it.
Because, has a new house, doesn't he too? So we're going to have different setting. Wow. That's going to be fun this year.
I know. And it really, you know, fits into the times are a changing. So
I bet Carson's house isn't as nice as my house with all the drywall patching that isn't painted behind me. And
Probably not. He doesn't even have walls. I bet.
Yeah. You see this, you see this beam on the roof behind me, or the ceiling rather, not the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that look like to you? What material do you think that is?
Is that just like foam? What is it?
Yeah, it's styrofoam. My house is made of styrofoam. So, I mean,
that's good. It's a good thing it's like raining, like freezing rain right now.
No, we're working on it, you know?
Yeah. So that being said, the Vikings are in a, like, we'll get into it when we get closer to the draft. We're going to do obviously our mock draft, which won't be able to, we're not going to have trades, which kind of is a bummer, but
Dustin and I are going to try.
I don't know,
with each other.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay.
be like, I'm trading the Chargers' first round picks for the next 6 years.
I won't care if we mortgage the future, trade like three first round picks, include like two this year, one next year, or whatever package, even a middle in there. If you hit on a quarterback, it does not matter. No one cares if you don't hit. If you don't hit, really you become matters. The Carolina Panthers. You become the Panthers, which no one wants that.
And everyone gets fired.
Yeah. So don't want that. We want Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell to stay around for a while. So the Bears, so Brian Poles has been wheeling and dealing Dustin's not here to talk about it, so we're just going to speculate and think on his behalf here. So,
well, how do we think Dustin feels about this? Let's approach it from that angle.
Let's start with the good. Mm-hmm, I'm sure he was thrilled that the Bears traded for receiver Keenan Allen for a fourth round pick. Granted, they are taking on a $23 million cap hit.
Yeah, I'm sure he was very happy when he saw that news 3 days after it happened, or whenever he saw it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, I didn't love that one as a Packer fan.
I mean, he's 31. He's going to be 32. He's old. Going into this year. He's going to be 32. He has injury issues.
Good.
He's still very good. I watched him catch like a million footballs in person last year against the Vikings.
I had him in fantasy, and I was like, man, this is so much better than I thought this was going to go. Like, he was a revelation, except then he kind of got hurt again, and they took like the, you know, last month of the season off. But
yeah, he's like, still, I'm not done. I'm
out. He's definitely an improvement, I think, over Darnell Mooney, is Darnell Mooney there anymore?
Nope. He goes somewhere else. Darnell's going to the Falcons. So he's on the Falcons.
Cool.
So the Bears, I have been seeing a lot of people saying like Bears fans, I should say, saying that they, now that they have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, they instantly have the best, for sure, the best receiver duo in the NFC North and even in the NFL getting up there. I'm like, okay, let's calm it down.
Depends
a little
on
bit
how
there.
Mad T. Higgins is and a couple other situations, but.
Yeah, even in the NFC, like NFC North, like I feel like that happens when you have a player that doesn't play for like half the season. People kind of forget like they're still really good at football, and I think that's kind of happened a little bit with Justin Jefferson. So we'll find out. If Keenan Allen can play majority of the season.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, like even like DJ Moore. He's good, but he also just disappears for weeks at a time.
He's so boomer bust. He's not consistent at a high level. That's where
he's not like a CeeDee Lamb or something, or a Justin Jefferson, where it's like a bona fide alpha wide receiver one. I wouldn't put him in that category.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't think current day Keenan Allen is that either. I think it's,
no, not anymore.
I think it's hard because like if he plays majority of the season, then it's a win. Good job. You welcome in Caleb Williams to a great situation. Definitely a better situation than most number one overall picks get.
Yeah, but is it like it's a win now move for a team that I don't think should be
trying. They're trying to take the north. They're trying to take the north and never get it back.
But like, well, you're going to have a rookie quarterback who, granted, is highly touted and all this stuff, and you're trying to set him up with weapons. I get that. But shouldn't you want to set him up with young weapons that he can keep? Like,
probably.
Are you going to win the Super Bowl this year? Like, yeah, I don't think
so. It's one thing to do that move if you have like an unproven young receiver core like the Packers do, or some other teams do.
A couple of years like the last Rodgers year, if we would have traded for Keenan Allen, like that would have made a ton of sense. But I don't really know what they're going for with these moves and picking up, like, I guess DeAndre Swift is young-ish
injury history. I just think this is it's an interesting move, and I get they had the cap space to accommodate, and the Chargers clearly are just trying to shell out all the contracts that they've doled out.
The Chargers are trying to just get free from the consequences of their own actions.
And I think it's funny because they went to him and they're like, hey, how about a pay cut? And they're like, he's just like, nah, fuck that, trade me. Like, all right, well,
it's like,
see you, Keenan Allen. You are probably your team's franchise leading receiver, but bye. All right, that's tough. It's gotta be a weird time for Chargers fans, all 12 of them.
I don't know what they do. You have no Keenan, Harbaugh, you have no Mike Williams, you got no Eckler. Yeah, you got to throw that Gerald Everett jersey away. Like, it's just it's tough out there.
Yeah, so I don't know what you do.
Yeah, do we talk about Justin Fields now?
Yeah, so Justin
Fields. He sounded so relaxed with that.
He was traded to the Steelers, oddly enough, for a conditional 2025 sixth round pick that can become a fourth round depending on play time.
So who's the starter in Pittsburgh?
Well, they emphatically came out and said it's going to be Russell Wilson.
But actually,
I feel like that was mainly, yeah, I feel like it's going to be Russell to start. And then after like a month, after like the first couple games,
sucking, yeah,
it's going to be all on Justin Fields. Like, I don't like what I think was funny here is I think the Bears, Ryan Poles grossly miscalculated the market for Justin Fields because I think he waited way too long.
Oh, yeah.
And realized, oh, shoot, no, none of these teams. Like, the Patriots got a better deal for Mac Jones than the Bears did for Justin Fields. That's a gross miscalculation. Like, I just think they're probably like, go to these teams, like, oh, hey, you interested in Justin Fields? They're like, no, we're just going to sign Gardner Minshew for cheap or Sam Darnold for cheap. Like,
yeah. And it shows that the rest of the league doesn't really view Justin Fields as a starting caliber quarterback. At least not one that, you know, you want to have as your starter. He's a backup or an option type of thing.
How funny is it going to be if he has his whole career and he never throws for more than 3,000 yards in a season? Like, because that was his thing. He's like, I'm going to throw for four. Like, he was like, I'm going to, like, oh, well, you were like, what, 2,500 yards short or something?
He's trending in that direction right now. Like,
I guess by the time he's like in his 20th year, he'll eclipse 4,000. I don't know. I think the Bears, this is a weird spot because there was such a weird division with Bears fans, I felt like, that were like fully like, all right, Caleb Williams, I can't believe we're actually going to get him. Unbelievable. But then there was these people that were digging their heels in there like, nope, Justin's still the guy. What if we just grab Marvin Harrison and we just give him all of the weapons he needs? It's like, you've done that. You've been trying to surround him with talent. It hasn't worked. Like, guys.
And this is just like the consensus of the NFL. This proves that you have 31 other teams looked at this situation and said, no thanks. And the Steelers said, well, we already took a guy, but like, we'll give you almost nothing for him.
Well, and it's not even this year. It's next year's sixth round. So it's even worse value. I mean, it's this year's seventh.
Yeah, it's equating to a seventh. And I've heard some spin that, oh, they wanted to put Justin in a position that was good for him so he could play. Like, well, he's publicly being named not the starter. So I don't know if that spin zone really works, Ryan, because it doesn't really make sense to me. You could have moved him somewhere else and given him, you know, less competition. If he has to fight out Gardner Minshew, that's easier to do than Russ, just given Russ's history. I don't know. It's a messy situation. I think that Poles does make some good moves, but I think that he makes some mistakes and people don't seem to want to hold him accountable for those.
No, not at all. He's just, I feel like he's just so memeable. And it's just these, I don't know. Justin Fields, maybe he finds success in Pittsburgh, but I don't really.
I kind of hope he does. I mean, I think that'd be pretty funny.
He did end up with an Arthur Smith offense. So what if he just becomes like Cordero? What if he goes like becomes Cordero Patterson and just runs the ball.
Becomes a running back. What if he becomes like their Taysom Hill? You know? God. That would be kind of fun, actually. I might like that.
And then like anytime he does anything remotely, like if he scores a touchdown, all the Justin Fields stands are like, see, he's a gadget player.
Yeah, he gets tight end eligibility and some fantasy football platforms, and we just go full Taysom. I like that.
Oh, maybe. I think all right. I can get behind that.
I think we should make Dustin buy a Steelers Justin Fields jersey if he's a real fan.
I know. Like, well, he doesn't even have a Trubisky one.
It could be like a knockoff. Yeah, that's fair. He only has the fridge and somebody else.
I don't know. I think it's just the fridge. I think it's just William Perry. I don't think he has.
He's such a weirdo.
He doesn't even have a Bengals one.
Did I tell you? So on Fanatics, they were having a sale on Bakhtiari jerseys.
Oh,
like,
boy.
A couple days ago, and it was 65% off. I was like, wow. Guys, who fumbled this? Like, 4% more, and it would have been perfect. But so I did order one, and it was supposed to be delivered 5 days ago. I think it's just gone. I don't know what happened to it. It was out for delivery back at the post office. Like, it's just the tracking is haywire. I don't know what's happening. I tried to call somebody and they told me I called the wrong number and I gave up.
So, a Bakhtiari super fan intercepted it and said, "This is mine now."
Yeah, there's an unclaimed Bakhtiari jersey. It probably has like a bunch of the letters sewn on backwards because it's Fanatics just floating around. But
all right, what else we got? I don't really think there was a whole lot of other
huge Packers news.
Oh yeah,
giant Packers news.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers actually decided that, you know what, we will re-sign AJ Dillon for like $2 million.
Yep.
1 year. So apparently the market wasn't as hot for him as he thought it was going to be. Wow. And I mean, I've been a critic of AJ Dillon in terms of his on the field production. I was not a fan of his body of work last season. I think that he has been broadly disappointing. That said, he seems like a nice guy. He's decent. He's like the mayor of Door County. I'm okay with it. You know, bringing him back in to run behind Josh Jacobs and, you know, be a little bit more of the thunder to the lightning type of thing. I mean, that's fine. I don't have any issues with that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's not really much of a needle mover. Like,
if I could have kept one of the two, I'll tell you what, I would have kept Aaron Jones, but apparently we can't do that. So,
no. I like how you can give. Yeah, you're like, we'll give him the $2 million when you could have just probably just tacked that on to what you were offering Aaron Jones and like.
No. That couldn't ever possibly.
Those dollars are needed elsewhere.
Yeah. It's all about, it's all about Door County, Adam. Once you make a connection with Door County,
you're a Packer for life.
Yeah. He's playing Farm Simulator on Twitch. I mean, like he's embraced the culture in a way that Aaron Jones, you know, how many sombreros do you see walking around Green Bay? None
now.
There was one. Gone. And now there's zero.
zero sombreros. He's already got a purple one. I know that he entered his press conference with the skull chant. And it's like, oh, you're like, son of a bitch.
It's honestly like I feel bad for him, you know, that he has to resort to these tactics because like I said, Aaron Jones is a nice guy. He's not a troll, but he's really been hurt. And
it's going to be really bad when he runs like in the two games, he's going to have like half of his season's production in those two games.
Potentially, but he's definitely going to be motivated. So that we can be sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Other running backs we didn't mention before. Derrick Henry is out of the Titans and now he's signs a 2-year, $16 million deal. With the Baltimore Ravens.
Breaking news. Derrick Henry just tore both of his ACLs and Achilles's.
Ouch. No, not really. I hope not.
I went on the record. I hope not, but it will be interesting to see how the running back curse of the Ravens franchise deals with the unstoppable behemoth that is Derrick Henry. I think that'd be really cool if it works out and everyone stays healthy.
Yeah, the Titans just are doing weird things. Like, who did they just sign? Did they just get
They got Pollard, didn't they?
Well, they signed him. Yeah, they signed Tony Pollard. It was like a receiver.
Let me
see. I swear they signed one. Oh, Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley. Yeah, which is like I don't understand what they're doing. They trade. They're like, we want to rebuild.
I didn't know Calvin Ridley was so old. Yeah, how old do you think Calvin Ridley is?
Gambling. He's like 30, isn't he?
He's 29. I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah.
He's had like one good season.
When you sit out a year, you know.
Yeah, but he had like he had like his rookie season, his breakout season, his gambling season, and this one. I guess that makes sense. He was 25 when he came in the league, but I was not prepared for that.
Joe Mixon, he was traded to the Houston Texans. Then he signed a new 3-year, $25.5 million contract. So Texans are seeming like, well, let's just start paying people.
Yeah, the Bengals got a lot less menacing with that. I'm sure Joe was very aggravated. Maybe he menaced his way all the way down to Houston, where the gun laws are a little bit more lax.
They originally were going to drop, like, just cut him. And they're like, wait, no, we can acquire, like, a day three pick. Let's do that. It's like, oh, ouch.
I'm still so preoccupied with aggravated menacing as a concept where it's like, I want his nickname to be like, there goes Joe Mixon. They call him the aggravated menace. Like,
last bit of news that I can think of, Aaron Donald has officially retired.
Oh yes. Good call. That's
one less. So it's person in the league for you.
Yeah. I won. Mm-hmm. I am involved with the National Football League in my capacity for longer than Aaron Donald will be in his. He couldn't hack it in this league like I can. And I think that we all kind of saw this coming as far as somebody. You know, I wish him the best of luck. He'll have plenty of time to shop for Father's Day gifts for Elton Jenkins. It's just it's good to see a player walk away when the time is right. And unfortunately, he walked away about 10 years after he should have, because his whole career has been nothing but a massive disappointment. And I'm happy to see him go. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Aaron.
Just saying, you know.
Did you like that? Did you like that little shtick right there? I got to get him all feel out. Like he has, we can't talk about this guy.
He has more free time now to hunt down the people that,
he's not coming up to Minnesota. You see this door, this sliding glass door? He couldn't get through that. He couldn't get through my styrofoam house.
Aaron Donald is, he flirted with retirement last year. And so I guess it wasn't too crazy of a shock that he announced it, but he literally was in like 8 years, I think he played only. He was an all pro in like every single one, Pro Bowl in all of them.
Literally won a Super Bowl. So done.
Literally everything he could do.
Also lost a Super Bowl. So he's net zero Super Bowls right now. That's just a fact.
Oh, that's how that works. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works now.
Okay.
Don't ask how many Super Bowls.
That's Super Bowl math.
Don't ask how many Favre has with that under consideration, because we're not going to talk about that. But
okay,
I don't know. it will be interesting. I'll have to find a new like nose tackle to hate, I guess, this season. So maybe I can make some content out of that. Do like a Bachelor type thing where it's just all the different. It's the 32 nose tackles. I guess 31. I'm not gonna get mad at Kenny.
And you want to make my list? You gotta get my affections.
The list. I'm handing out the roses. List. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. I should do
that. You want the title of punk bitch? That's what you're looking for. The new punk bitch.
Will you accept this rose, you punk bitch?
Yeah, it's perfect. ABC definitely would air that. Yeah. Get Jesse Palmer to host. He'd be great. He'd be great.
If they're doing the Golden Bachelor, they do that. I mean, they'll do anything.
He'll just come out, gentlemen. I'm sorry, this is the final punk bitch of the night. If you don't receive one, you must leave the styrofoam house.
you're not a punk bitch.
Yeah.
You're like, no, but I am.
Oh, I am. Look at me. Yeah. All right. I think that's gonna do it. I don't have anything else. I mean, it was a pretty quick episode, but we just wanted to touch on what's happened.
It regular. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Is that like a big draft show? I'm trying to remember what our schedule is.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is going to be more of our still of between. So it's gonna be just into April. We have kind of slated for like forgotten players, kind of maybe talking about Matt. That might change, but I feel like that could be good to have. Then the draft, the next couple episodes after that, we'll be focused on the draft because we have it coming up. I think we're under 50 days.
That sounds right.
We should be. I mean, actually, under 40. Yeah, we are. We're 31 days out. Oh my gosh. We are like just over four weeks away.
1 October away.
Yeah. Yep. Or any other 31 months.
That's the only one that I know off the top of my head because of Halloween.
Definitely not February. Definitely not February.
No, we're more than a February away still.
Yeah. So that's going to be just in a little over 4 weeks. So we are ramping up here. Obviously, if any crazy breaking news happens, I don't expect any trade up happen before the week of the draft. The night.
Trade up or trade players. I mean, Justin Jefferson still isn't extended. So
he's also the latest note. If you go on the Vikings main page on ESPN. No. The first story is that it says, from O'Connell, Jefferson is in the loop on the Vikings quarterback plans.
Smoke screen.
That's already hitting.
What if the plan is to trade him for Justin Herbert or something? And that's why he's involved.
And he's just aware of it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just aware.
Yeah. I doubt. We're gonna lead you out to pasture here, son. Sorry,
fine.
You've been great to us, but all right. Thanks for listening to our episode of Third and Forever, presented by 10,000 Takes. Go to the website at 10ktakesmn.com. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. If you just search 10K Takes, you'll also find us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Third_Forever10K, where we post links to our episodes each week or bi week. As well as clips from the episode, highlights, reactions, memes, news to the Vikings, Packers, Bears, as well as the NFC North and NFL in general. If it's big enough, we are on official countdown to the NFL draft, 31 days from this episode 30. If you're listening when we're posting, we are 4 weeks away. The Vikings are in a very, very interesting spot with 2 first-round picks. Could see a trade-up, looking for that quarterback of the future. It's definitely not going to be Sam Darnold, but he's there now. So is Aaron Jones, which makes Kevin sad. Which is
shut up. We already talked about it. Stop bringing it up.
Because the Bears might be getting Caleb Williams, or they will be getting Caleb Williams. I'm sure you hear Dustin's comments on that at some point. He's retreated away. The news from Justin Fields is just too much for him to bear. He's just
he's officially left the podcast in a darkness retreat.
He's darkness retreat and maybe sabbatical. Trying to think about the next vice president of the United States, what he would do next. Aaron Rodgers might be
even mentioned.
Aaron Rodgers was talked about for a little while.
I hope he does.
Robert Kennedy Jr. But
yeah,
I think they already said they're going to go with this. No woman. I don't know who it is. I can't remember. Yeah. But not Aaron Rodgers.
It would be funny.
Yeah. I thought it was an Onion article. Nope, it was the New York Times. I think that posted that. So that was a shock. Wild times. It would be great. As always, I've been your host, Adam Oz, joined by my co-host, Kevin Ohm, and not producer, Dustin Luco. Kevin, final words.
Aaron Donald's punk bitch.